Staff in Our Hands, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of Exodus 4 and verse 2, God speaking to Moses, and the Lord said unto him, "What is in thine hand?" And he said, "A rod." I think that there are times in our life when we think that we would like to do something for God, but we need something other than what we have. We need to be something other than we are. So we think, well, if I just had a degree, then I could serve God effectively. If I just had more financial resources, I could obey God's calling on my life. If I just had some native ability to sing or preach or lead or whatever it is that you think that you lack, what God wants is to use you where you are with what you have, and then as you do that and step into that level of obedience, He will give you what you need. He'll bring that resource to you that you need to have. So when God is calling Moses here out of the burning bush, he's calling him here to use what he has in his hand. So let's think about the simplicity of this staff. It was an ordinary shepherd's tool, yet chosen by God to perform extraordinary feats. The staff, cast down before Pharaoh, became a serpent when lifted up at part of the Red Sea. It was a symbol of God's power working through what Moses already had in his hand. So as we meditate on this, let's consider our own staffs, the talents, resources, and opportunities that God has placed within our grasp. Often we overlook the potential of what we already possess, seeking a grand solution while ignoring the humble instruments God has provided. I'm encouraged by Psalms 90 and 17. It says, "And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us." Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. God is going to help us accomplish that work that we're trying to do. In fact, it even talks about holding hands. As we pray, God blesses and establishes the work of our hands. May He guide you to use your abilities and resources in a way that brings about His glory and the betterment of those around you. And then here's about holding hands in Isaiah 41:13. "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." I've got a developmentally delayed sixth grader, and I hold his hand when we're walking across a busy road because I don't want him to dart out in front of a car. I'm protecting and guiding him by holding his hand. I am so thankful that God does that for me, that He holds my hand and guides me and protects me, because I am pretty prone to doing stupid stuff. So while I'm using my hands to glorify God by using what He's got around me, I'm comforted by His presence and by His promise that He's going to bless those things that we do in His name. So take comfort in knowing that God is holding your hand, leading you through every challenge. Trust that with His help, you can use what is at hand to overcome any obstacle. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, thank you that you have given us what we need to accomplish your kingdom purposes in our lives right now. God, I thank you that you have given us rich resource that we probably are not even aware of because we're not paying attention around us to accomplish great things for the kingdom of God. Help us to reach lost souls, men and women, boys and girls who don't know you as Lord and Savior, with a consistent witness of the gospel, using the things that are at hand, not some far-off, unattainable thing. Just give us a sense of your presence and blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.